Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on our show, The Era of the Last Generation. With us is Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello.
Good day.
And on this show, we'd like to go over the stages of the spiritual development of the State of Israel and the connection of the State of Israel with the rest of the world. We'll go over these stages. I divided it into five stages. I don't know if it's correct. We seek your advice on this. The first one is the recognition of the evil of our egoistic nature. It's like the very first stage, because without the recognition of our egocentric nature, that according to Bala Sulam's researches and everything that he wrote, he writes that precisely this is what stands in our way. And although on the one hand it's natural, nature made us this way. But what we'd like to find out is, do you consider this to be the first stage for a future development? Yeah, actually yes. This is our initial nature. We exist in it. We ourselves can't get out of it. The only thing we can do is acknowledge how corrupted and detrimental it is to us. But that's it. It is the nature of our ego and what we're in. Bala Sulam writes that our innate egoism is the nature of each and every person, and it gives us our sense of self, and each, to the measure of their development abilities, is willing to exploit their fellow man and to swallow the entire world, govern it, etc., if they could. Not all people have this ability, the opportunity to do it, only unique individuals, but they do. The question is, why did the Creator make things this way? Why? Man acts this way because the Creator leads him to it. Why did the Creator make it so? So that, as a result, we will discover our egoistic essence, want to change it, and from that we'll start developing from egoism to altruism, consciously already. So our egoistic essence is the foundation from which we start to grow. And thanks to that foundation, we start seeing who we are, that we're willing to do anything and everything only for ourselves, for a very narrow animal ego, and this is our very foundation, and from there we start growing ever higher. For this, there are several tools that exist, means with the help of which we can rise a bit above our ego, examine it, study it, and start to change it. So it's like kind of game. We were given the worst foundation, worst state, on purpose, and from it we need to rise to its very opposite. Bala Sulam writes that a primitive person uses his egoistic nature without feeling any shame, like it was tens of thousands of years ago, and you have that today too. A more developed person already somehow feels some kind of shame, hides it, and will try to use others, but in a more hidden way. And up to the point where a person completely starts to understand, acknowledge, is ashamed of his nature, and starts looking for ways of how to correct it, up to the point where in him appear these sparks of altruism, where he understands that somehow he can interact with the other person and all the stages that he describes. In Israel, today, are we already on such a stage where people acknowledge the evil of their nature, that it separates us? Dr. Lightman, no way. Host, can we come to this recognition in a natural way or only through the source texts? Dr. Lightman, only through the correct source texts that a person can study, with the help of which he can put himself under the influence of these sources, more correctly put, under the light that exists in them, a special quality, the quality of bestowal, the quality of love, the quality of connection with the rest of mankind. If a person works in order to attain these changes in him, then they occur in him. And then we will already start seeing how we can no longer stand our original nature, and we start aspiring for the future. Balasulam writes that in today's integral world, in a world where there are nuclear weapons, actually there is no other way to survive but to start taking others into consideration. Right. And you can't simply openly use others. Is that not enough? Understanding it? No. For this, there's need of consent of each and every person and all people together, that we will all start shifting from a completely egoistic system, the completely egoistic system of our world, our society, to a completely altruistic system. So in order for a person to start fighting not others like him, but fighting his ego, for that there needs to be a serious transformation in man. Yeah. And even though that he might understand it, because we understand that our ego doesn't lead us to anything, it's pointless, that we can build a normal life on this planet. But it's not enough. No, it's not enough. Man needs to acknowledge the evil of his nature, so much so that he will no longer want to use it, this evil. For this, the level of ego that needs to become revealed in a person is such that the ego needs to reveal to an extent in which a person will see that taking something from another is like death. Thinking something about another, it's like killing yourself, etc. It's interesting what you're saying, and I understand that nature itself, or the higher reason, can't build this kind of system for us, because then we'll have no freedom of choice. Right. It's just like, I wouldn't harm myself because I understand that, because I clearly see that it hurts me. Right. Otherwise, we'll simply be like robots. So it will always kind of be concealed in some kind, under some kind of concealment. Right. And moving on to our next stage or phase, suppose after some suffering, explanation, clarification, scrutiny, and people will come to the recognition of their egoistic nature. And the next stage, as I understand from what you said, do not do to another what you hate. Meaning, don't harm others. That's the second stage. That is already a qualitative change in man. So it's where a person already sees that by harming another, he harms himself. Yes. So we see it when people are in extreme situations, like at war, for example. They can even sacrifice their own life for another, not just not harm others. So there is a kind of connection. Yes, but these are still very initial stages of coming out of the ego. Suppose the second stage. What I'd like to ask is, that it's not enough to acknowledge your own evil, but you also need to understand what are we headed towards, some greater value, goal, what are these greater values that might be? There need to be two points always. The greater value, more exalted value, can be coming out of your ego, where everything that a person does, he does for the sake of others and not for himself. This is one step. The other step, the next step, is where he wishes to become like the Creator. And the Creator is a completely anti-egoistic system, that a person has to attain, to rise to, adhere to, enter. And this way he achieves his goal of adhesion with the Creator. So in order for a person to want to get rid of his egoistic nature, on the one hand, he needs to understand the harm that it brings him, like some kind of disease that doesn't allow him a qualitative life. And on the other hand, there has to be some kind of a value, an aspiration to be like the higher force, that it gives him some kind of eternal life. He needs to see the benefit somehow. What will he get as a result of fighting his ego? And what does he lose as a result of not being in the system of the Creator? Because simply recognition of evil doesn't give anything yet, right? So this is the second stage, simply not to do to others what you hate. Of course, we need to elaborate on it. This is too a very initial condition of don't harm others, don't do to another, meaning you're stopping yourself from doing evil to another. The next stage is that you need to open yourself up and to start emanating, becoming the source of good. So here begins some kind of, this is already becoming like the Creator. So both coming closer to the qualities of the Creator and also coming closer to your fellow man, because the quality of the Creator is attained in your connection with other people. So the question is, there's this concept in Kabbalah called from lolishma to lishma. So one way or another, it begins from egoistic intentions. I want to come closer to my fellow man in order to reveal the Creator, because by being in that system, I'll have an eternal life, I'll be able to justify everything. In short, it's good to be connected with the Creator. Yeah, people can start with that. So that's the second stage, but it's still egoistic. Right. And afterwards, under the influence of the upper light, the force of the Creator, he works on us out of his nature, and we, under the influence of his illumination, his nature, under its influence upon us, we start changing. On us, we start changing. So a person acquires such an ability where he can bestow, give, connect with others without anything in return for himself, without gaining anything. Right. That's the third stage, and that's already a true altruistic quality. Right. For him, bestow is already a reward. So it's like in our organism, that each organ, and Bala Sulam writes about it, that each needs to work according to his abilities and receive according to his needs. It's like a kind of socialistic slogan, but this is the third stage, and as I understand, each such stage can take dozens of years of development. Well, today it's shorter already. Today it's shorter. How does it happen? Because all people are different. There are those that might still be on the first stage, those on the third. Just like in our society, there are different people. Rich, poor, smart, not so smart, etc. Meaning, they always complete each other. On that stage, where a person acquires the altruistic quality, meaning the capability of uniting with others and not using them to his own benefit. Balasulam writes that this way a person immediately starts to feel the upper force, meaning it is already according to the law of equivalence of form. And he says that the contact with the upper force is the most natural state for a person. Can you explain it? Coming back to his root, from which we have, from which we were created, it's natural for a person to be connected with the Creator? Yeah, of course. Well, natural, our ego, that's natural. Well, our ego also comes from there. The Creator created everything, created the so-called evil, and gave us the ability to correct it. And this way, we aspire to correct the evil and invert it into good. Can you describe what does it mean that a person is in this natural kind of connection with the Creator? What does it give him? It gives him the ability to see the entire world as the Creator does. It gives him the ability to influence his environment like the Creator does, etc. So, as I understand, after a person is already to some extent in contact with the Creator, we can say that that contact gives him the fuel for the next stage called love another as yourself. Right. Absolutely true. So when a person is connected with the Creator, to the Creator, he gets this ability where he can love. What's the difference between the simple altruistic quality of bestowing upon others and loving another? The altruistic quality of bestowing upon another, it's not based on some universal laws. Simply society, as a result of its development, comes to the conclusion that it's better this way. More convenient, safer, etc. And thus, talks about it or accepts it, says that it's good. But really, it is in complete contradiction to our nature, opposite to it. So if we wish to come to a real connection between us, to love another as yourself, for that we need to change our nature. It's not enough for us to say about the law of the Creator that we need to reach an altruistic attitude toward each other, but we ourselves, each of us inside, needs to become convinced that our current nature is absolute evil, and equivalence of form with the Creator that's offered to us is utter good. So, if we're talking on the level of a country, if each member in a society will care for his fellow man, will care only for his basic needs, and all the rest he'll do for the sake of society, as Balasulam writes. This kind of altruistic intention is not enough yet. No. So, the question is, this love, what kind of a leap is that? It's where you will want to become like the Creator in action. Meaning, in practice, you will relate to others with a desire of complete bestowal. Still, what I don't get is, what's the difference? Because previously we also talked about bestowal. Where a person works like an organ in the body, he receives his basic needs, and everything else does for the rest of the organism, thanks to which the organism exists, lives. Right, if we're talking about the inner system of the organism. So this is altruistic. We can say that our organs are in altruism. We don't say that they love each other. What is love? Love, as Balasulam writes, it's where each organ feels all the other organs and helps them to function correctly, properly. And on the level of man, between people, there is no such state. There is only on the level of the inner system of the organism. Right, but when the sages wrote, love another as yourself, what did they mean? What kind of stage is that? When people will reach this kind of state? It is a stage in our development, inner development, where we start to acknowledge that we need to be connected with each other by good ties. To be positively connected, that's it. So it's a kind of an emotional state where a person already lives by the life of society. And then we start feeling each other and all of us as living in one organism. And that organism is the creator, the upper force. Right, exactly. And it's interesting that Balasulam, in his articles called The Last Generation, he even described not just emotionally, like we talked about it, because we said that we need to feel it, otherwise it's just words that's been around for thousands of years, but he was able to describe the structure of government, how will it be when part of the people will already be on certain stages. Someone will be on the stage of the recognition of evil, someone on the stage of simply not to harm, someone already on love of others, and what will be the social structure of society, courts, in short, everything that exists in a government. This is something that we actually study within the framework of our studies. Work. And I don't know if it's correct, but the last stage, I wrote that it's where the government will already exist, the government, the state of Israel. Everything that we're talking about now, so it says in the source texts, that it first of all needs to happen in the state of Israel with the Jews, because precisely this is the chosen nation and was chosen for this purpose. In ancient Babylon, thousands of years ago, they were chosen, meaning it has nothing to do with nationality, but as it says in our source texts, it has to do with the aspiration of the soul. Right. And the last stage is where the government of Israel, and Jabotinsky and Ben-Gurion talked about it, that it will exist for the entire world. Right. Where here we will be able to create such a structure of government and such interactions, relations between people, and then we'll get the tools. Now it seems utopia, of course, but where we will be able to also set an example for others. Very true. And that is the last stage already. Right. And what comes after that? The entire world comes to love, or the entire world becomes a closed system functioning by the rule, by the law of love another as yourself. I don't exactly know where is it written. I think Balasulam wrote it, that for all of this, there were given 6,000 years, and we're now in the year 5,785, so somewhere around 2040, this stage is supposed to end, right? Yeah. Is it really such a date, or could it happen earlier? Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be that precise date, but according to all signs, we're already at the end of days, so-called end of days. What do you think? What needs to be done in order to start at least the first stage? Study and teach. Meaning it's only an educational process. Only. And you don't need anything else. Once we become convinced in that our main task is to accept these laws upon ourselves, the laws of this kind of absolute correct attitude toward each other, then we already become included in a new system of our relations, interactions, and this way we hasten development. When you yourself talk about these stages, when I talk about it, I mean a part of me says, it's utopia, it's impossible, how could that be? Don't you feel something like that sometimes? It could naturally seem to us that way, because if we compare this requirement with the egoistic laws of our nature, then, of course, to us it seems completely impossible. But on the other hand, we see that humanity has no other way. It will either destroy itself in one of the wars, in some kind of terrible war, or it will try to rise above its nature and to start a better life. So here we need to take into account, not to look at it through egoistic eyes, but take into account that there is a greater force that has a purpose, and this force will bring us to this purpose. Right. Last question. If we start explaining all of this, and we need to elaborate on it and create materials and movies about it, it's an educational process, it's an extended process, that's clear. Man on the first stage needs to know all the stages, see the final goal, or it's enough to focus on the ego is bad, let's try to limit it somehow. Actually, he needs to learn about all the stages, but to understand that what's important for him now is to start feeling his closeness to others. And that way, to gradually, stage by stage, come to a complete vision of this process, and it will start to realize along with him. So even if I make some kind of product, as Balasulam writes, that we will clearly show to a person that existing in an integral world with nuclear weapons, a person cannot exist the way that he does now. We need to come to the recognition of evil already. Still, he needs to see the final stage of development, that we need to come to the purpose of creation, the goal of creation, naturally. Thank you very much. Till next time, all the best. Thank you.